Porque eu já estou colocando aqui.
Eu depois que pegou a nossa aqui, que eu tinha.
Tá? Então, eu pensava só, que eu não tinha ali.
Eu dividi na nossa aqui, que eu ali.
Foi eu, que eu não tinha nunca te vindo.
Eu não vou porque não era de restante.
Eu vou ir cantar um dobra.
Porque ele ficou.
Ele. E se der uma chance, como é que
isso? Isso é o que o Senhor diz.
Ele é o meu amigo.
É do Espírito. O Senhor é
o meu amante. O Senhor é o meu amigo. O Senhor é o meu
amigo. O Senhor é o Espírito do Senhor.
Eu vou ajudar o meu amigo. O Senhor é o meu amigo. O
Senhor é o meu amigo. That the words come from the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is going to be, which come from the seven spirits of the Lord, which means the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Without any more delay,
we
are going to respect the chief guest in this place. That is our Master, the Holy Spirit.
Again,
moves on to be the ambassador of the Father and the Son.
He
was sent in our midst to lead us. And when we honor him,
we've
already honored the Father of the heaven together with the Son. That is what the Lord Jesus.
So
let's delight within that
word.
Even welcome armies of angels who are on our side. The holy angels.
They spoke of
in 2 Kings.
Chapter
6 from
verse 13.
Many who are on our side.
More
than the ones within the world.
People
have fallen angels.
They
call demons and spirits of their clans.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we have holy angels. We have no relation with the devil. Neither they call his demons, the fallen angels, or people who are called dead, the spirits of the dead.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank the Lord
for
He's given us a good moment. Stand on your feet
and
honor the Holy Spirit, which is sent in Acts chapter
2.
And He began to work within our midst
after
the works of the Lord Jesus. When He died and raised up, went back to the heavens,
and
sent the ambassador, the Holy Spirit,
move
on to lead us as children of God in Romans
8 verse 14. Weebale kubanga otwongedde akaseera nate mu maaso go era okubeerawo ayi Katonda okubeerawo okutuweesezza ekitiibwa eky'enjawulo ng'otuma omubaka wo Omwoyo Omutukuvu era omubaka ali presentinga Mukama waffe Yesu ekigambo kye kiramu kye watuma okusooka mu kutonda kw'eggulu n'ensi era n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu yali ku mazzi amangi ebyamala okugwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu n'asigala mu mawanga era ne mu nnimi okulungamya abo abasazeewo okubeera Katonda era naye Mukama Omwoyo Omutukuvu yabeerawo okutuukira ddala ku mulembe gwa Noa mu lubereberye essula ey'omukaaga bwe wamala okunyiiga n'omugyawo mu masekkati gaffe n'olyoka oleeta amataba naye Mukama we wayagala okuyimiriza amataba muveemu abatukuvu abangi abaava mu Noa n'ezzadde eri ayi Katonda ffe omwesigwa era watuma Omwoyo Omutukuvu mu jjuba okusupayinga amazzi amangi n'okulaba engaolukalu lubaddewo si bwe Omwoyo Omutukuvu n'ayongera okuba nga alungamya abantu okutuuka mu biro bye wajjira Mukama waffe Yesu mu nsi bwe yakuleeta mu lutu lwa Maliya nga bwe tusoma ayi Katonda waffe mu Luka essuula eri esooka 26 paka 34 ntwebaza nti bwe yakuleeta mu nsi yasobola okuba nga asooka addeyo mu ntebe asobole okugikuuma ey'obwakabaka bw'omuggulu era bwe waddeyo Mukama waffe Yesu watuma nga bwe bisuubizo bwe biri mu Yokaana 14 okuva kuli 14 paka 26 okutuwa omubeezi omulala wasuubiza era watuukiriza ekyo kye wayogera mu Yokaana 16 okuva ku lwokutaano paka olw'ekumi watuma Omwoyo Omutukuvu mbikwa abatuma essuula eri ey'okubiri ayi Katonda ffe omulungi weebale kubanga okuva ebiro ebyo emyaka 12 mu 17 ezaakayitawo bukyangodde mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu era okutwala ssaddaaka erutukuza ey'omusaayi gwo eri kitaffe watuma omubeezi Omwoyo Omutukuvu okutukulemberamu naffe tukuweebaza ssebo kabaka wa kabaka era omutonzi waffe nannyini buyinza nannyini kitiibwa tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kitaffe tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo umoyo mukama afi Yesu uwo mwoyo muto kubali masekati gafe eranga tumuwe kifwe kisoka okutukulemberamu ngabana bakatonda gabe kirimba runye sulye munano nyo 14 yabakulemberamu moyo wa katonda abo bibana bakatonda webale murokozi wafe webale umoyo muto kuvu umoyo wa mazima umoyo we mirembe era Bible yokwogera ko sibo katonda umoyo muto kuvu muzaburi eyata Eyata anumwe mwenye loku minebili Yonziri ze sanyo ili oburokozi Eronywezi No mwoyo kwe dembi Na mkama mzaburi Ayogiru wako mzaburi Chikumi anamu satu Agama anti mkama murunji Ero mwoyo kwe na kwa murunji Uwebale mkama Kubanga mbakuri sechoku bide sureyo Eyo kusatu Dara dara Unyure kuminetta Anpako le kuminomusamu Dura ganti mkama kwe mwoyo Era wabo mwoyo kwa mkama afwe wabe dembi Uwebale kubanga uri mwoyo chitafwe Ero nonyama kusinza mwoyo ni mazima Tirbatuanizo mwomdu kutukulembiramu Tirbatuanizo jira ba maraika Habari kusaidia fabatu kufubo Boto mamukama ukutuwe ereza Fabagendo sikiro bulokozi Gabo chiri mbebulania esuleri Esoka onyure kuminesa nekuminenya Tikubanga ba maraika jemeju ereza Fabagendo sikiro bulokozi Eranga bakozi wa munafi Habaku wate chigamu Ebigambo vyo mchitapo chunge chitukufu Bible Gabo chiri mkubikuru esuleri Eyabili mwebili Onyoro munana noro muenda Webali katonda fomize bintubyo na Eratu kudizechitiba netendo Sebu kabaka kabaka Webali orejira ba maraika Abatu kudizechigambo cho Abakoza wa munafi Otu mye muzaburi chikumi muenda Muzaburi chikumi satu kumi na muenda Paka abili mbili Iba maraika abatu kudizechigambo cho Aba ulire dobo zidechigambo cho Aba kuruku agaraku Pari babire masekati gafe Abentalo babire mwoku ruwa nira Abobu gabirisi batu gabirire Aba kwasaganya message wakabide Na oba tambure mkama Okutuzo obuja no kutukulemiramu Murinya eliamu kama afu Yesu Umana wakatondo umuramu Amen. Mkama kuwa mtisa.
God bless you.
Yetu ulileko.
You can sit down.
Ulilemi lembeja mkama wafe Yesu.
And feel the peace of the Lord Jesus.
Ubuza kuliranyi.
And you greet your neighbor.
Umutegezi.
And tell them.
Toruarilo tugena kwa yongiro kusoma echiitu wa family planning.
Today we are going to move on to study what is called family planning.
Iranga tugena kwa tuitegeleza. Uvanyumaro kusoma family planning yebye zade.
And we are going to look after studying the family planning of giving birth.
Mutuate geida anti waliwe ili automatic.
Where we understood there was the automatic family planning.
Yeyita mperiod seziri kubachara.
Which passes the periods within the woman.
Tuaraba family planning yeza medical.
We saw the medical family planning.
Na yenga Bible yagena maso na okuzi tunyonyora.
But Bible moved on to explain them to us.
Nenkorazazo.
And their ways.
Netumanya family planning yebye zade.
We knew the family planning of the offspring. Of the spiritual.
It
is handled by the three angels of the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But today, we move a step to the family planning of the finances.
Yes,
praise Jesus. How you will be able to prepare it. This
we are
going to be looking at today. It will help you have a better ground of the family. To prove that you are a complete church right from your family.
And
to depict the image of a father in heaven. Together with the one out of which comes the Lord creation, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. To be a family of which they gave us a copy of. After studying the financial family planning, we shall move on to study the family planning of the joy within the home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Father too, that's how we prepare the family in heaven. When he first prepared how we'll give birth to his children. And he said in John 3 that you must be born of spirit and water. Thus he proved how his children will be born. And he prepared our finances right from this planet earth
back
to heaven where there is our holy city Jerusalem. There is also the third heaven with our garden, and there is also above all the heavens, and there is the new heaven and the new earth where there are treasures of wisdom and understanding. Now we saw God prepared well finances for us, and he prepared the last and the above all,
that
is eternal life and everlasting joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
when he says in Daniel chapter 12, we are going to raise up for eternal life and everlasting joy. Now we say that in the right family planning, we have to plan for our joy, how it will be. Even the family of the Father, and we came and get that image from there. We see that even right there, there is everlasting joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We thank Him.
For
even though He's given us a chance to move on to seeing our finances.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Family
planning of our finances, how it can appear. Like we first told you, when we are in Ephesians 2, let's go and read right there. Let's start from verse 10.
Kubanga fetuli mulimu gwe. Abatonderwa mu Kristo Yesu olw'ebikolwa ebirungi. Katonda be yasooka okuteekateeka ffe okubitambulirangamu.
Katonda asooka n'akola pulaani.
God first makes a plan.
Ebintu bye tugenda otambuliramu.
The things we are going to be moving by.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye olw'okuba tukimanyi.
But because we know.
Nti oyo abeera bwe tukola family entukuvu n'obufumbo obutukuvu.
When we make a holy family and a holy marriage.
Buviira ddala mu family entukuvu eya kitaffe.
It comes from the holy family of the Father.
Era gye tumanyi nti waliwo kitaffe w'omuggulu.
In which we know there is our Father in heaven.
Era nga tumanyi waliyo ne maama w'obutonde bonna.
No, there is also the mother of all creations. That is the Lord Jesus. The one spoken of in John. John chapter
1
verse
16.
That from his fullness all of us we are given. And in John
15.
He says that we all we are branches. He himself is the true vine. We have our uncle. And the auntie. Of all the children of God, the Holy Spirit, the one who leads and who guides the children of God.
Like
Romans 8:14. When God first prepared the family of His,
He
gave us a photocopy of it we move by,
and we
found ourselves every family has a father and it also has a mother. And what we would have called uncles or auntie, and after we get children, and it's responsible. Every father within the family to appear like the Father within heaven.
In
the same way that mother in the family of the world to appear like the mother of creations of the heaven, out of which comes all creations, that is the Lord Jesus. And that uncle or auntie
to
move on to appear just like the Holy Spirit, just as his actions are. Praise Jesus. Now in that way, they first put in place things we had to move for you. In the same way, like we first saw the family planning of giving birth, that too it was put in place.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We too here, they told us to do it. In the same way, like they prepared our finances, and we hear this involving us in inheriting things together with the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are co-heirs together with the Lord Jesus. There can never be something that we are going to inherit with.
They
are treasurable things. We are to inherit the kingdom of heaven and earth. To have a family which has no ground of inheritance. And your finances have been very low. You can trouble your family and they regret even being part of you. And they say that father, let him be cursed for his spent money in marrying women and drink.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Na yebo, ebyenfuna byabwe nga birungi.
If you prepare their finances well,
okwegamba owebwa ekitiibwa nga kitaffe bwagulumizibwa.
You are honored just as our Father is glorified.
Kitaffe w'omuggulu.
The Father in heaven.
Kale tulina okwetegereza.
We must be very careful.
Ebigambo ebyo ebyenfuna byaffe wansi w'enjuba.
Carefully at the words of our finances and the sun.
Wano tuboneboneddewo nnyo.
Here we have suffered so much.
Oluvannyuma lw'okulokoka ne tulowooza tekitugwanidde ku planning.
After getting born again and we think it's not required of us to plan.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga Katonda awa omukisa plan z'abatukuvu.
But God blesses the plans of the righteous.
Yetugamba okuteesa kw'abatukuvu.
What we say the counsels of the righteous.
Era singa batuula babiri oba basatu ne bakkaanya.
And if two or three sit and they agree.
Kitaffe agenda mu maaso n'okukola plan eyo gye bakkaanyizza.
The Father moves on to do the plan they have agreed upon.
Kubanga butereevu eba ekoleddwa mu musana gw'ekigambo.
For faith's been bent into the light of the word.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Tweyongereyo ku katono mu Efeso.
Let's move ahead in Ephesians.
Abefeso sura ya 2:11.
Ephesians 2:11.
Kale mujjukire ng'edda mmwe abali abamawanga mu mubiri abakomole be bayita abatakomolebwa mu mubiri okukolebwa n'emikono nga mu biro biri mwali nga muli wala ne Kristo mwali nga muboleddwa mu kika kya Isirayiri era mwali bannaggwanga eri endagaano ez'okusuubiza nga temulina kusuubira nga temulina Katonda mu nsi naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mwe abali ewaledda musembezebbwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo kubanga ye gy'emirembe gyaffe eyafuula byombi ekimu n'amenyawo ekisenge ekya wakati ekyawula bwe yamala okuggyawo mu mubiri gwe omulabe tawuleeti ey'ebiragiro ebiri mu mateeka alyoke atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omuggya okuleeta emirembe era alyoke atabaganyi bombi eri Katonda mu mubiri gumu olw'omusaalaba bwe yattira obulabe ku gwo n'ajja n'ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe mu abaali ewala n'emirembe abaali okumpi kubanga ku bw'oyo ffe ffembi tulina okusembera kwaffe eri Kitaffe mu mwoyo omu kale bwe mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga n'abayise naye muli ba kika kimu n'abatukuvu era ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda
ne Katonda alina ki
Even God
ennyumba ye ekola eggulu n'ensi
has his household making heaven and earth
kubanga twawulira mu Isaaya 66:1 ng'ayogera nti eggulu y'entebe n'ensi y'entebe y'ebigere bye
and he says heaven is his throne earth is his footstool
era nga nnyumba ki gye tuyinza okumuzimbira
and what house can we build for him
yes yebazibwa
praise Jesus
era nga ye heaven zizonna yaziteekawo nga kateni
and he put all the heavens laid them like a tent
Yes, he was
Praise Jesus.
Kusobola okuteekamu obutonde mwe ezo zaayita ennyumba ye.
That's what he calls his house.
Yes, he was
Praise Jesus.
Kale bwe batugamba nti tuli ba mu nnyumba ye.
When we say sellers we are of his household.
Omukika ekituko.
And in the holy priesthood.
Tutegeera butereevu nti waliyo kitaffe mu ggulu.
We straight understand is our Father in heaven.
Era ng'ono yagendanga mu maaso n'okukulira mu pulaani zonna.
And this moved on to spearhead all plans.
Ate oyo ayitibwa nnyaffe oba nnyina w'obutonde
bwonna. One called the mother of all creations or mother.
Ekigambo kye.
That is his word.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Yagendanga mu maaso okuwagira ennyo tekawe ebintu ebyo mu nkola.
We want to support in implementing the things.
Era ebintu bino tugenda obyetegereza.
As we're going to look at the things.
Genda kulaba nga kiba kizibu nnyo taata otandika pulaani maama aba tagitaddeemu maanyi naye genda mu maaso.
You're going to say it's very hard a father to begin a plan if the mother never supports it is hard for the plan to succeed.
Mpozi konga baawukana.
Except when they separate.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ate kulaba nti omwoyo omutukuvu yali musaale nnyo naye.
But we see that the Holy Spirit was chief.
Mu pulaani za kitaffe okulabika nga naye atumibwa aziteeke mu
Did the plans of the Father was sent to put them in place. It was the first to represent the right children. All the friends within the family. The uncles and the aunties. For we
are
here in Psalms 104:30. That he sent his spirit and they are created.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the plan we know the Father is the one who brought them. And it's going to bring us to understand.
Yes,
Praise Jesus. That a man you have to be very chief in the family planning of the finances. To see that you bring the plan. The word is like this. You may be being the head in the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what you always first discover. That strength the head. It has three brains.
You
expect it to think if you're a man in the family. You have to think three times before you do anything. Praise Jesus. You must be planning at a very high speed to think so much. You may cause a problem, a family meet a very serious problem. If you are called a head and you never appear as the head must appear. You must be with eyes see where you are heading. And even listening is very important. After having ears on your head. The situation and the surroundings of what is going to appear on us.
Be ready
to speak when you don't quake and fear anything. You must have a voice enough. For all those are upon the head.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If
you are
in the family and you're just the head. But what is planned is wrong.
We've
already brought a problem upon that family. As we're going to move to be explained. Other most hard thing.
That
even though the head that man appears like that. This part to the above. But
we
move on to look either the rest, the other part of the body is the bigger one, which has the mother, the children, and the uncle. And the aunties, where they're even friends. That is the rest of the part down. But that mother is the heart of the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
if it gets to be a weak heart, to move on to take the portion from the neck right from the where the waist starts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The girls
giving birth. She's the one who gets pregnant.
She's the one
with the and with her hands to govern things home. And she's the one to have such a heart for that.
Lying
blood at the family is fulfilled when you feel of joy. A heart determined to work.
And if a woman
begins to despise your plans, you can feel sad.
She's wicked,
but if she supports you, let's go for it. When you get back, she supports you to move ahead. You have to help. If she's determined in evil, she can break havoc. That's why you have three brains. Try to help this heart for them. When they get determined once. That's the mother in the family. I wanted to give you a highlight of to understand.
We'll begin to
study of what we speak. I try to briefly explain it to you. In the family financial system, what can you do and how are you going to handle it? All of us have what importance there. We in the holy family and the holy marriage. What importance do you have there?
You'll
reach a time and you say you have no more plans. You know we have to get money tomorrow. The man, you shouldn't speak like that. You shouldn't claim that you don't have plans. At least you hide and ask the Father in heaven to add you more plans. For you can't speak to the woman. You have no more plans. You weaken her.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You expect to have three brains, just as the head is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Maybe in the Luganda language, we say that man is the one in charge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He's the in charge. Others mix it with the one who owns. The owner is the woman, but the in charge is the man.
Yes,
the owner, the in charge is the man, the owner, is the woman. Why is it like that? Let me tell you
the truth is that the man is
not the one responsible of the house or
the
home. The one in charge by the own wounds and in responsible is that woman. And when you find
television,
you say your television is there, you woman and the children. Everything you buy, the woman and the children is for theirs. When you bring a visitor, you ask the wife where they are going to sleep. Yet you are the one who built the house.
Yes, yes.
Praise
God. We
try to give an
introduction.
Understand the financial system of the family. Why we
going to start?
How can you plan for it? How does it appear? Everyone has known their position. The in charge must know why they are called the ones in charge. And their owners. Listen to those words. One is in charge, but another owns.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There is what they call a woman and a wife. These two people are very different. I don't know you want to be with what, but I would have advised you, have a wife. Never get a woman. A woman, they are very hard. A woman just visits your home and she goes. She can spend 2-3 years and goes. Get a wife who can outlive all days home. And the other, I don't want us to be men. I want us to be husbands. A man reaches the time and is immoral. He is moving everywhere. A husband is a responsible man. He's a husband.
Says,
we have a few husbands. Most of them are men.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most of them we have men. The husbands are no more existing. Even wives are no more existing. Most of them are women.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we're going to understand them when we pass through the financial family planning of the holy family and the holy marriage. Most of those things we have to take them away.
If
we get back to the right things, how they have to be.
We
must understand who is the owner and who is in charge. They have not been here, you missed. You know, the more we study, things are finishing. Say Christ never finished. As if you have just begun.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But those words, try to look at them. But at least you try to see that the in charge, you know, everything to happen home, you are you. That person.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one who owns.
You
are responsible over all the things around
you.
And why they say the man is not in charge of the home? For the woman
has
been gotten from her family having nothing there. What has come in that home, she's in charge of them. And you too, she owns you. For she's in charge of everything in that house. It is hers. That's why in our talk we say, get your children, you woman.
When
we go aside, we say the children are
for
men. But
you
breastfeeding their pride, you give it to the woman, your child.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now she's in charge of the home. When you sell the television, you have to first inquire from her. If she refuses, leave my television. But do you think she put money to buy the television? Most never put money to buy it. But because the reality is she's the one who owns that home.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you have to ask, can you sell a piece of our land? And you did tell her,
you can,
she can hide you for the land.
And you wish
where she gets authority. Yet authority is created in nature.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
So do you know?
Now we must learn everything and
we'll
be able to move in them.
When
God gives us examples, goes in Proverbs 30 and he tells us this.
Ngero esula ya makumi ya sato unyolwa bilimwe sato. Omukazi omugwagwa bwafumbirwa n'omuzaana asikira mugolewe. Waliwo ebintu bina ebitono ku nsi naye birina amagezi mangi nnyo nnyini. Enkoloto ly'eggwanga eritalina maanyi.
Wano bagamba famire ye famire etalina maanyi.
They say that it's a family which is weak.
Obategedde
okuya. You understood the ants?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
It's a
family. It has even a mother. The queen is right there. Even their king is in place. The workers are in that family. One of the things they worry about is finances. Which comes out what they eat. And they say we cannot
start
issues of family before we think how we are going to build a plan of finances and eating. Let's finish this verse.
Proverbs
30:25.
Naye zeterekera emmere yazo mu kyeya.
Nzimanyi okutegeka pulani y'ebyenfuna eyo.
Plan of their finances.
Adde yo queen ne king ne basinkana.
The queen and the king and the reason.
Tuba tutandika ozimba ekiswa ennyumba.
This ant hill.
Omanyifu tukiyita kiswa naye bazimba kalina.
Ant hill, but they are building a storied house themselves.
Ebeera kalina nga erimu ne terminals mwe muyita.
Storied house having terminals connecting everywhere.
And when
they out, some buildings stretch above
us,
like an art hill, how it appears. But they say,
before
we put this house in place, let's first build underground. Let's store food there.
How
their food if you dig an ant hill well?
They
store food underground. You always call them what? The things which appear whitish, the food of the ants.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. And others are yellowish.
But you
see the things of finances. If it reaches eating, it will trouble us so much. Let's see how we can prepare. We know how we shall eat and how we shall survive.
And
make a complete family. If his finances are not standing well, even that God, we cannot worship him well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
person complaining without eating, they become very hard towards God.
And
even God tells them, if you get what to eat and clothe, let them be enough for you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We broaden what is called what to eat. For eatings are very many. When we count eatings and
drinkings,
but even eyes watch a television, that is the food.
Ears
want to listen to music.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now the clothing is not ending on the shirt and the
trouser
and the dress. No. Even the hand, it clothes a watch, the shoes, clothing is there too broadened. There is even a house. If a person clothes
it, and
they sleep outside, they complain. Even the building is part of the clothing. They save us from cold, and even the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Think
you understand that word?
In
the words of finances,
of the
holy family,
at
when we begin,
Mukama hizo okuba tuwadde challenge.
This God might have given us a challenge.
Hizo okuba.
We might be
tuyita mu bigezo.
Passing through tests.
Mu biseera bisooka muyinza okuba ne family nga pulaani y'ebyendya oba ebyenfuna byammwe ntono nnyo.
In the initial seasons you may have a phase where by the plans of your family and it is a bit low.
Naye bwe kiba kigezo kya Mukama kikoma.
If it's the test of the Lord, it ends.
Kubanga ne kyayobo kyakoma.
For even the one of Job came to end.
N'amuddiza ente ze, n'amuddiza
every possession of his.
Bintu byonna bye yali alina.
All things he had before.
Asobola okuba ne family ennungi.
He can have a good family.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Kyenyinza okugamba.
What I can tell you.
Totya kutandika family.
Fear not to begin a family.
Newankubadde ng'oyinza okuba financially toli bulungi.
Even though you may not be stable where it
is. Naye ate tandika ng'okola pulaani ennungi.
But begin when you're making a good plan.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Out
of you can come a very good family.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Fear
not to begin a family.
Kubanga family planning ebyenfuna terabika bulungi.
Because your family planning of finances does not appear well. Fear to begin when you have nothing like any plan. And fear even to be alone when you have nothing like financial plan.
But
even though you don't marry, and you have no financial plan, you will end up a prostitute and a thief, and you are an immoral person. And there are things you do in finances which trouble you. People in this world, they are troubled so much financially. And when he speaks of this,
Engeresula yasa tonyura omusanvu. Nkusabye ebigambo bibiri, tonyima nga sinnafa. Jangawe ebigambo ebitaliimu n'ebyobulimba bibe wala nange. Tompanga bwavu newankubadde obugagga. Ndiisanga emmere gye neetaaga, nema okukutanga ne nkwegaana, ne njogera nti, Mukama yaani? Era nneme okuba omwavu n'enziba ne njogera obubi ku linnya lya Katonda wange.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard very clear.
Asaba ebintu ebyo.
He asked those things.
Ti Mukama nga sinnaba kuva mu bulamu bwange.
Lord, if I leave this life,
nkakasa nina okuba ne pulaani gy'ogenda kumpa.
I've proved I must have a plan you're going to be giving me.
Era sitendewalirwa kutandika mulimu gwonna.
And I'm not ready to begin any work.
Kubanga mmanyi ssaawa yonna mu mulimu ogwo.
I know any time in that work.
Ogenda kuggyamu ebyenfuna byange ebirungi.
You're going to get out my good finances.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba nti Mukama nkakasa.
That's why I say God, I prove.
Sigenda ku
kufanga tompadde nkimanyi. I'm not going to die when you don't give me.
Kubanga oyina ebirungi biwantekerateekera
okubitambulira. Well, you have good things you prepare me to move by them.
Nga bwe kiri mu Efeso 2:10.
Like in Ephesians 2:10.
Waliwo emirimu emirungi Katonda gye yasooka okututeekerateekera.
Good works God prepared for us.
Okugitambulira.
We get to be moving in
them. So obulamu bwo.
Now your life.
Todiiranga.
Never retire.
Okumanya bwona ayimirawo n'ebyenfuna
byo. Knowing how you will stand financially.
Era nga Katonda akimanyi bulungi.
God knows it very well.
Alina okukuwa.
He has to be giving you.
Oyina kwetereza.
You have to align yourself.
N'obutaba na kirowoozo kigamba nti
not to have a thought of thinking you will always be like that. Our fathers and my lineage are all this poor. That family is always like that. That shouldn't come
to
you. Never get a thought like that. You must have a financial family planning.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God wants people who have good thoughts.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he hates people who have evil thoughts. And he says that the backsliding of a foolish one will kill him. Never go to the past claiming your forefathers are like that. Abandon that, move with a new life of God. Don't begin to see that the proverb of the family is following me. The backsliding of the foolish one kills them. And that to give wisdom to the foolish, the rich together never knock.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Katudemo nyoro lo
musambu. Let's read verse 7 over here.
Engere sule ya satolu nyoro lo musambu.
Proverbs 30 verse 7.
Nkusabi ebigambo bibiri. Tonyi manganga sinnafa.
Mukama nkusabi ebintu bibiri.
I ask you of two things.
Okusoka nsoka kakasa ntitogenda kunyi manga sinnafa.
First, I prove no God refused giving me before I die.
Nkakasa waliwo orunaku lori no kumpa.
There is the day you have to give me.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Na ye katonda yagala okusinkana ne plan.
God wants to meet you with a plan.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Omanyi Katonda.
You know God.
Yasingana Solomon.
He met Solomon
mu kiroto
in the dream.
Nga alina plan.
And he had a plan.
God
told him, ask of what you need, I will give it to you.
Because
in 1 Kings chapter 6, 1 Kings chapter 3,
yes,
praise Jesus. This one went in a dream when he had a plan. As he slept, he was like, if God meets me, I'm not going to ask for wealth, not to ask for life,
I'm
going to ask him for a wise heart. Slept with a plan. When God met him, he told him the same things. And they are major
grief.
And that they will bring plans without wisdom. And they
see
they have made a plan. Praise Jesus. I prove you one thing. God cannot refuse his people. And he's never refused to give us. Even to refuse to save us. Many times it's our unrighteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God refused to pass God his test.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
your finances are postponed until you leave the body. God has never brought a person on earth without preparing how they will
be.
And he said, as he brought you prepared good works, you are to move by them. And even the authority proves has given us all we need in this life and for serving God. But where are those things? People have no plan.
And
they will seem to have plans. The plans are not in the word of God.
They are
outside God's word. Planning to eat this world.
There's
nothing like, oh, but God, you give me. I'm going to live them for life. And for serving you. Finances will appear having the word of God. Another wants to get rich and reign over others. The wrong plans bring a problem to us. If we move the family planning in the holy family and the holy marriage, it's going to do us very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
they have said, I ask you of two things, Lord. The first thing, God not refuse me before I die. I want to provide for me when I'm still alive. That I see the 100 of these
earth.
Then I head to the 100 of heaven.
For
in the second he asks where is the 100 in heaven.
Says,
don't give me so much of earth that I forget you. And I forget to get back to heaven. Proverbs 30 verses 8.
Janga webigambo ebitalimu n'ebyobulimba bibe wala nange. Tompanga bwavu ne wankubadde obugagga.
That
I don't need both of them.
Saagala kuba mugagga nga
nti. Don't not be rich, rich as me.
And
I am claiming I am rich. I want to know one thing.
God,
this one was given what I have. It's not me who is rich, but God is the one who is rich. He is the one rich. And what I have is his. If he said this, give it to the other, he can do that. For they are his. That's why he speaks with the rich man. That go sell those possessions. Come pass with me. And the rich man failed, for he called them his. If left them and they are for the Lord, and he's given them to him to use them for life and for serving him. When he told him to sell, give the one who I need, he would have felt peace about that. Say the poor, I don't leave it to me. They shouldn't be there and they say the poor man has arrived.
But
that brings me to stumble from you. For your words are promised only good things unto the good. Even the torments to the evil. Proverbs 30 verses
8.
This is
if you get my daily food.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Like you speak when you
eat and drink.
What we
know that those things broaden.
For when you
drink dry tea today,
you
find yourself is not enough for you.
You need
to drink of milk.
Then you
drink soda and other
things
besides alcohol.
For
that troubles the mind.
And
they give it a foolish to drink alcohol.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what I will ask, what do you have to think of so much?
That because
we hate the joy of the family,
must prove
you plan all things well.
And you're
still a youth. For the command
says,
rejoice with the wife of your
youth.
The wife of your
youth.
Imagine if you made a good plan.
You
find yourself
nothing
in a joy in this world.
And you've
complained towards
God.
And you're heading to hell.
A
person has to be very wise.
And they
produce plans within the word of God.
You
discover why I speak, they have to be in God's plan.
For angels
to help you fulfill those plans,
they
fulfill the word of God.
They don't
fulfill what you planned as
you. You must
have the counsel of God within your
planning.
As you plan.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
first go to Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes
3 from verse 9.
Omubulizi esula satu olunyiri olw'omwenda. Magoba aki gafuno yakola emirimu mwecho mwateganira. Nalaba okutegana Katonda kwe yawa abaana b'abantu okubateganya.
Nti ebintu ebiri wansi w'enjuba
era
nga butereevu bisobola okukuteganya.
Okusinziira
bwe twasooka okusobya
mu lubereberye esula ey'okusatu. In Genesis chapter 3. And God best to give us it out of our sweat. And even the world to grow thorns on our
behalf. And
to have that curse upon
us. But you
first dig a ground to mold it and you make a heap to plant potato in it.
And you
put potato leaves in
it.
And they give you food.
And you
get cassava, dig a hole for it.
But okay.
But initially it was not like that.
They used
to grow in every ground.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And because
of the curse and to eat from sweat,
that's why they bring
grass every time you have to weed.
But
we can speak with your garden.
Some time
ahead we're going to plan all those things.
You can speak with the garden.
But don't grow weeds more.
Jesus called
me in rest. You're trying to make me toil again.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
We shall know
all things.
Even in all finances of every
kind.
How can we speak with them?
Speaking
with God the Father.
In our
plans, we are going to be having the many of them.
Ecclesiastes
3 verses 11.
Yafula buli kintu okuba ekirungi mu kiseera kyakyo. Era yateeka ensi mu mitima gyabwe. Naye agiteekamu bw'atyo omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kkebera mulimu Katonda gwe yakola.
Tulina okwegendereza bwe tuba tukola
pulaani
obutayingiramu kwegomba kwa nsi
eno. Not to enter in the desiring of this world.
Kubanga eyo nayo tulwanagana nayo bulwanagana.
But to be fighting with it.
Lwaki Katonda agamba nti ensi agiteeka mu mitima gyabwe?
Why is God saying he put the world in people's hearts?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ankubuulira oyinza osingana ennyumba y'abendi ow'emmotoka n'ogamba.
Tell you can find a person's car or house and you say I will give
them. Oba ateefuddewo okuyingira mu
mutwe gusaba. Where it's come to enter your head at that moment.
Then
you point at someone's car that is
yours.
But what's upon this
earth
and its desiring
that
in the hearts of the foolish
and they will
get be enemies of God.
But
we reach and the plans we put
in place
and they say
Mukama,
God,
I
want to give me this
that I
can use them for life
and
for serving you.
ebibeera nti ndyoke mbeera omugagga ku
nsinkole
erinnya
eddene
buli lwoyogera kukola erinnya
wekaekyo
kinyiiza katonda
oba
oyagala okikebera kikebere mu lubereberye
11
bali baagamba tuzimbe ekibuga twekolera
erinnyakatonda
n'agenda confusinga pulani zaabwe
zonna
n'akyusa ennimi zaabwe pulani zaabwe
nezikubanga
zaali mu kwekolera linnya
yesu
yeebazibwa kalegezaako okufuula pulani z'empya nga ziri mu kigambo kya katonda era nga zigulumiza katonda era nga ziweereza eri katonda omulamu zijja kuyitamu nga toluwaanye lutalo lwonna lwonna tewajja kubaawo okulizisitinga
kwonna
ogenda kuba n'amaanyi mangi ku pulaani eyo gy'ogenda okuba
ng'otaddewo
bwe naabanga eri mu kigambo kya katonda era nga teri mu kwegulumiza
wekka
yesu yeebazibwa mulokola awo olemereddwe kubanga obadde okola pulaani ng'ogamba kama bongaggawaza
ndyoke
nkwebalize mu kibiina
ate
mbalage nti nnoonyeza nnyo okunoonyeza
nnyo
nabo bagezeeko
okukunoonya
ebyo ebiremesa ne tustruggulinga mu kusaba nnyo
naye
bw'onaabeera ne pulaani nga ntukuvu eri mu kigambo kya
katonda
ejja kubanga eyitamu
atweyongereyo
owulire
mubuulizi essuula ya kusatu olunyiri lwa kumi n'olumu naye agiteeka bw'atyo omuntu n'okuyinza n'atayinza kukebera mulimu katonda gwe yakola okuva ku lubereberye okutuuka ku nkomerero
mumalira pulaani zo ng'olimu ebyo bya ku nsi nga tosobola nakukebera mulimu gwa
katonda
mubuulizi essuula ya kusatu olunyiri lwa kumi n'abbiri manyi nga tewali kintu kibagasa okusinga okusanyuka n'okukola obulungi ennaku zonna nga bakyali balamu
nti bw'oba okyali wano tusuubira okusanyuka yesu yeebazibwa n'okukola ebirungi ekyo kyokka kyekiriwo wano ekiriyinza okubeera ekirungi singa osinkana essanyu naye singa oba wakola famiry pulaaning
enkyamueyebyezzadde
n'ebyenfuna
children and the finances
ebyokusanyuka nabyo pulaani yaabyo ebaafu
even the joy planning is wrong
kubanga mujja kulya emmere embi
for you will eat wrong food
nga bwe tutera okugiyita
like we always call it
yesu
praise Jesus
mulye kupanga oyo
eat that those hard yams
yesu
praise Jesus
awatali kukyusaamu
without changing the menu
mpozi n'okulya akawunga
even to eat posture every time
ekintu ekitaleeta ssanyu
something which never brings joy in a home
singa pulaani zonna oba okoze bubi
naddala
ez'ebyezzadde ez'ebyenfuna
gye
bukomekerera essanyu lyammwe eri
battono
era libeeramu eddalu lingi
effujjo
n'okuyombagana yesu
yeebazibwampozi
n'okwekyawanga okulekaŋŋanawo
abandon each other as you hate each other
era n'okuleetera abaana okubeera mu nnaku eyitiridde
to cause the children to be in much sorrow and grief
mpozi okugenda mu maaso n'okukula nga bagamba maama oba abeerawa
to move on to grow as they question where their mother is always
kati mu mulembe guno
now this generation tulina
bamaama abamalirifu
we have mothers who are so determined
bwe bakyankananamu ebyo nga adduka n'abaana be
if they get angered they run with their children
kakati abaana babuuza taata oba
now the children begin to ask where is the father
ekyo kikitamu ekyo
that your father
kiri eyo
that your funny father is out there
saagala na mukifaanani
I don't want you to appear like your funny father
nti maama lwaki
that mother wojja
kubimanyanga mukozi
you will know it when you mature
tobalinda kubimanyanga bakozi
don't wait them know when they mature
babuulireko ku bizibu ebyabagwako
tell them of the problems which befell you
balimu okukulanga nabo bafaanana enkola
eyo n'ekirala
tobakyayisa kitaabwe
naye
bakyayisa ebikolwa bye bibi Even to make them
hate their
mother. And if the
mother
up evil works,
make the children hate the evil works of the mother, but don't make them hate the mother.
For
she's the one who gave birth to them. God was pleased that they passed through her. She remains their mother. Make them hate the evil work she does. And you speak it openly. Mother used to do A and B. But she's your mother. But never do what she did. But remain calling her mother. Remain calling him father. Praise Jesus. That you never despise and you refuse to honor your mother and father. For if you teach them when they
get,
they would have broken that command, which is in Exodus 20. Honor your father and your mother.
There
was no conditions whether they have done good or evil. Honor them. There were no conditions that they first give you food and they buy you
a
car and they give you inheritance and you honor him after. Is it not that?
I
hear command coming direct. Honor your father and your mother. The remain mother.
Worthy
to be greeted when you kneel.
Worthy
to be greeted as you honor them. But we don't do what they do, because they do works which are not worthy. Praise Jesus. And we can refuse to pass with them.
Or
tell me who you pass with, and I will tell you your characters.
It
that two can never move together unless they are first agreed. In the Luganda, they say that a female child bewitches with the mother. Even the boy does what? They begin to do what the father does.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's add verses here. Ecclesiastes 3.
Mubulizi esula ya kusatu.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13.
Era buli muntu okulyanga n'okunywanga n'okusanyukira ebirungi mu kutegana kwe kwonna.
Nti ebibeerawo wano.
What happens here?
Kulya na kunywa.
Eating, drinking.
Mbozi nemwe obibimba mwateganidde nga akola.
And even in the, what they have toiled as a work. That's what they have.
Naye kyantisa okubanga okoze nnyo ate nga.
When you've worked so much at the end of your life, you're suffering. You know that things which have troubled our life. Suffered so much working. And at the end, you end up in sorrow and grief in tears. Praise Jesus. We begin with tests within the Lord. But the tests of God end. And I don't want you to think God is testing you all your days. You know, there's a person who gets
before,
and they say they're in the test of the Lord. From 15 years,
18, 20,
30, 40, 50 years, 60, and they are still in God's tests. It means you fail to pass the test. The test and the curse are totally different. The test ends. The curse never ends. And if you never got the Lord, no one can help take off your curse. For a curse is not a test that you pass it. It's always upon you until you get to the Lord. Whether you discover him when, it will be upon you.
It's
what they call a
curse.
Never ends until you discover God
who takes it.
But the test, you pass it yourself.
It's
you to question God. Am I in the test? Look for it to pass it. If you pass it, it ends and finishes.
Yes,
praise Jesus. God is the one who comes to look for you, my child, pass the test. Let's give it a test. You passed senior six. You got 3.4A. Who looks for you? Your parents. My child passed very well. Let me go have a photo with my child. You understood that? Even schools begin to yearn for you, universities. Even heaven is
like that.
When you pass test, they yearn for you. When you fail them,
you
can end up in the cars.
You keep failing them,
and it becomes a curse for you, it doesn't go away. People in the test, they are as if they have a curse. They appear like Job. When you read Job, you say Job is a cursed person. All the things are finished. He's gotten sick when he's not getting
healed.
He wasn't a cursed person. He was in a test. When you see how they appear, you may say, when you find a cursed person and one in a test, you may say these are the same, all cursed. Let me ask a question. How can you separate Job and a cursed person? In that time, it's God's name. Children have died. He has nothing with him. The woman is remained with this piece of the devil. At that moment you say, I don't know what I did God to bring me this accident. But he wasn't cursed. He was in a test.
And he
went to pathway.
He
was joyful and courageous.
He remained
happy when he's not rejected God. It's what needed to pass.
Addenga mwe bigamo nti
tunafunanga
birungi byerere.
Gere
maso n'okuzanyukeri mukama.
Move on to rejoice in the Lord.
Siwegane Katonda
that reject God.
Oyogedde ngo omuku bakazi abasirusi
babatekerira. One of the foolish women.
Ebyoke bintu bibiri bibamusa.
Two things made him succeed.
Butemuru kunyana sigaranga musanyu.
Not complaining, rejoice.
Mpozi no kulemera Katonda obaki obani no basiri nayo
oyo. Insist God irrespective of whether they had or not. Two things. Every drama is happening. He did two things.
He
was made happy without complaining.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And to insist on the Lord. Every person speaking God. Why are you in that situation? Who is God? He is God. Leave even this place and go. And the other is as coupling.
He
came because of these friends who were
him.
They were in much temptations and testing. He answered them those words.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. He wasted no time to complain towards God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
I'll
pray you one thing. Don't refuse to have a plan from the beginning. If it is the word of God. For
if
even though you will have God is ready to work upon it, accept path through tests God have put in place for you.
But
I've given you of one thing. The person in the test appears as if he's in the
car.
And the things they pass through as if they appear the same.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But the difference that the test when you pass it, it ends. But the curse, you first discover God and repent to him. In the test, you don't need to repent. There's no repentancy. Perhaps I stole still. That's why God refused to give me
source
that I did this. You think God has done me this? No.
You
feel there's no evil you've done. But the things are coming upon you and there's nothing you've committed. We are in them thanking. We are in them glorifying God. But in the cast we are in when you are complaining, asking whether what we did to God. Praise Jesus.
But in
the
to
you want those things to understand them well, you'll be able to make it through.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Plan.
Have a plan.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yeah.
Many people have
told
write down this plan. And they tell me, why do we write it?
It's 100
shillings, you need 30 millions.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have a plan. God will not fail to give you. After you pass those tests, you prove you're not just cast.
Whether
they were cast, refused to honor the Lord, and God cast them, and didn't steal,
didn't
abuse any person, but refused to honor God, and God cast you. First discover him and you repent to him. We are to understand all that in the financial family planning.
For
here there is a very big problem. Refuse you to stand strong with the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Though the person gets this knowledge, if their finances will never settle, I prove that the knowledge will reach an end.
When
you reach a time question, what you're profiting from the knowledge.
And you I have nothing.
We are not going to accept that. That's why we started financial family planning. You begin to awake your wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, if you lack in wisdom, ask the Lord who never refuses to give. He will be giving you wisdom in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mubulizi esura ya kusatonyirwa 13.
Ecclesiastes 3:13.
Era buli muntu okulyanga n'okunywanga n'okusanyukiranga ebirungi mu kutegana kwo konna kyekirabo kya Katonda. Manyinga buli Katonda kyakola kinabanga kya lubeerera. Tewali kintu ekiyinzika okukyongerwako newankubadde okukisalibwako. Era Katonda kyeyava akikola abantu balyoke batye mu maaso ge. Ekiriwo kyamaladde okubaawo n'ekyo kigenda okubaawo kyabaawo dda era Katonda anoonya nate ekyo ekyayitawo. Era nate nalaba wansi w'enjuba mu kifo eky'okusaliramu emisango ng'obubi bwali eyo ne mu kifo eky'obutuukirivu ng'obubi bwali omwo.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kati tulina okuteeka ebintu ebituufu ebirina okubeera.
Must put the right things where they are supposed to be.
Kubanga agambye.
For he has said.
Agenda okwetegereza.
As he looked.
Mu kifo ky'obutuukirivu.
In the place of righteousness.
Ate waliwo kibi.
There was wickedness.
Ate mu kifo ky'obubi ate we balinga we batadde ate ebiringa eby'obutuukirivu.
Evil as if they had proved his righteous.
Omanyi okubala atali mutuukirivu nti ye mutuukirivu.
You know to count the unrighteous as the one who are righteous.
N'okubala omutuukirivu nga ye mubi.
And to count the righteous as if they are the one who are evil.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Awantu bo n'okubawo n'omukisa ate n'obawo nakikole.
Where you have to have a blessing, you rather have a curse.
Mpozi tubadde tunuulira olunyiriri olwo naye alujjukira we luli okusanyuka n'omukyalo obuvubuka bwe. Mubulizi.
Omubulizi sura ya 9 olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes 9:9.
Beeranga n'omukazi gw'oyagala n'essanyu ennaku zo zonna ez'obulamu bwo. Obutaliimu bwakuwadde wansi w'enjuba ennaku zo zonna ezitaliimu.
Yes, you were.
Praise Jesus.
Umanyi ng'ennaku zaffe zino teziriimu
wano kwa buntu. These days we are meaningless.
Naye ate kyantiisa okuzivaamu nga muzinakuwalidde.
Threatening to get out of them when you have rather been in sorrow with them.
Kubanga tumanyi abantu ababeera mu famire nga tebakwataganye.
People were in the family and they never connect.
Kubanga banakuwadde.
Oh, and they are saddened.
N'okusaba kwabwe kwennyini sitaani akuyingira
mu nakuziyiza. Praying the devil enters in and hinders it.
Nga bwe twasooka okuwulira.
Like we first heard.
Nti mubeerenga n'okutegeeragana mu famire.
That always be understanding each other in the family.
Kale waliokuwa beerewo esala zammwe sitaani aleme okuzizibikiriza.
That the devil may not block your prayers.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'oyingira mu buulizi esula eno ey'12.
Enter Ecclesiastes.
Era olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Mubuulize essula ya 12 onyoola 9.
Ecclesiastes 12:9.
Era nate kubanga omubuulizi yalina amagezi ne yeeyongera okuyigiriza abantu okumanya. Weewaawo yafumiitiriza n'anoonya n'aliraanya engero nnyingi. Omubuulizi yanoonya okulaba ebigambo ebikkirizibwa n'ebyo ebyawandiikibwa n'obugolokofu by'ebigambo eby'amazima.
Ebigambo byaki?
The words of
God. Newankubadde ffe tulabanga mubuulizi.
Even though we see as if Ecclesiastes.
Ebiseera ebisinga alinga olumu atunyikayo.
Many times as if he puts us into the things.
Yakugamba lyensi.
And he tells us eat the world.
Kubanga ekyo kyekiriwo.
For that is what is.
Naye bw'omugendera bulungi n'omalayo.
But when you move deep and finish.
Agamba naye Lyanga wegendereza kubanga waliyo n'ensi y'ekizikiza.
As you're careful, there is also the world of darkness.
Iweerabira nti oyinza okugigwamu.
Don't forget you can fall within it.
Ati asoma esubula emu n'atasoma yakubiri.
One who reads one scripture and doesn't read another.
Amaliriza gwawo.
They end up finishing.
Katuddeko emabega kano mubuulize esula eno ey'ekkumi n'emu.
Let's get back to Ecclesiastes 11.
Olunya olusooka.
Verses 1.
Mubuulize esula yakubi n'emu olunya olusooka. Suulanga emmere yo ku mazzi. Kubanga oligiraba ennaku nnyingi nga ziyiseewo.
Tugezaako okuweebwa pulaani.
We try to be given a plan.
Engeri gy'oyinza okupulaaninga ebintu mu maaso.
Can plan and foreplan things ahead.
N'osobola okubisinkana.
That you can meet them ahead.
Newankubadde mu nsi y'omwoyo.
Though in the spiritual realm.
Ebintu byonna amazzi ge gabireeta.
All things, water is what brings them.
Era nga omwoyo omutukuvu alabikanga emige gy'amazzi amulamu.
And the Holy Spirit appears as streams of living waters.
Yatuleetera ekigambo eky'obulamu.
The one who brings us the word of life.
Emmere ey'omwoyo.
The spirit of God.
Naye era twamala kumukwasa pulaani
ezo. But we first committed that plan to him.
N'atuleetera ekigambo ku nsi.
And he brought us the word on earth.
N'atuuka n'okumuleeta mu buliwo.
And he reached and brought him physically.
Kale ekigambo eky'amagezi kigamba bwe
kiti. Now the word of wisdom says this.
Babagambye nti suula emmere ku mazzi nga wayizira ennaku nnyingi oligiraba.
If they say cast your bread upon the water, see it many days after.
Ogezaako okulaga nti osobola okukola pulaani n'ogisinkana
mu maaso. Say you can foreplan and meet things ahead.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye singa okuva ku ntandikwa okukola pulaani enfu.
If from the beginning you make wrong plans.
Tosobola kuyitawo.
You cannot make it through.
Mubuulize essula ya kumi n'emu onyola okubiri.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 2.
Owenga musanvu omugabo weewaawo munaana kubanga tomanyi kibi bwe kiriba ku nsi.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ndowooza musanvu tumumanyi.
I think we understand who is seven.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
That is the Holy Spirit.
Ayinza okuba munaana.
You may be eight.
Bw'ogattako nno kitaffe n'omwana.
When you join up the Father and the Son.
Oza ayinza okuba omwenda.
Oh, it can be nine.
Twogera ku ki?
We speak of what?
Owenga musanvu.
Give seven.
Oba munaana.
Or eight.
Tuyina n'okugamba oba mwenda.
We can even say nine.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Pulaani zaffe tuzikwasa musanvu.
Our plans, we commit them to seven.
Yemye omusanvu ejakatonda.
The seven spirits.
Oba munaana.
Or eight.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Yinza n'okugamba oba mwenda.
I can say even nine, the Father.
Lulimi lwa wala nnyo.
It's a deeper language.
Yalujjudde amagezi mangi.
And it's full of much wisdom.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Katubukamu tugende ku nyolo munaana.
Let's jump to verse eight.
Mubuulize essula ya kumi n'emu onyola omunaana.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 8.
Weewaawo omuntu bw'awangaala emyaka emingi agisanyukirenga gyonna naye ajjukirenga ennaku ez'ekizikiza kubanga ziriba nnyingi.
Ziriba ki? Obwo nabwo buki?
That too.
Butaliimu.
Is meaningless.
Osanyuka wano.
You rejoice here.
Naye nga weegendereza.
But be careful.
Tetunnabatuuka nnyo kwogere ku ssanyu eri mu maaso. Family planning ebyokusanyuka.
Reach to speak of the family planning of the joy.
Naye singa economically oba financially obeera ng'oli poor.
If financially you get be poor.
Kitegeeza nti essanyu lyo nalyo lirimitingibwa.
It means your joy too is limited.
Mutuufu bw'otuuka nga omwaka muli ya mukene.
When you reach every year you're eating small fish.
Tuuka ekisa n'oga naye mutuufu.
Reach a moment and say that.
Ewaffe waabulayo ku ssanyu.
Our home there is no joy.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tetugezaako tulabe nga pulaningi yaffe ebyenfuna etereera bulungi.
See our family planning settles.
Era nga sikugamba nti ogenda gyenyikamu.
And I don't tell you going to sink so much in it.
Olyoke weerabire okubeera mu kigambo kya
Katonda. And you forget to be in the word of God.
Naye ngeza kutunuuliza obeere ne program.
I'm trying to show you have a program
upon you. Okubeera n'ebyenfuna ebirungi.
To have good finances.
Kubanga twawulidde ne Katonda mwetegefu okutugabirira.
For we heard God is ready to provide for us.
Nirundi mingi gye buvuddeko.
Many times some time back.
Ekkanisa yagwa mu buzibu.
Fell a problem.
Baba ku mirimu gyonna gye baali bakola.
They left all the works and jobs they were doing.
Bajja balindirire Mukama.
And they came to wait upon the Lord.
Era ne batuula okukuŋŋaananga
buli lunaku. And they sat to fellowship every day.
Batuuka ekiseera.
They reached the time.
Ne babeera ng'omwo nga balindirira abazungu.
And they were in there waiting for the whites.
Ne sitaani n'abatega abazungu abali ebisiyaga.
Even the devil brought whites who are homosexuals.
Abazungu abagwagwa.
Whites who are immoral.
Abava ku njiri y'amazima.
Abandon the gospel of truth.
Ati ata abalala.
Now the others.
Bafubutukawo ng'omubbi.
They arose from there as a thief.
Ne bafubutuka.
And they arose.
Ne ba genda kunga batandika buli omu okuba okunoonya amayinja
ekizikiza nga
baagala nabo bavuge ku mamotoka bazimbe ku mayumba amalungi naye ebiro biri
ebyasookababeeranga
mu kkanisa nga batudde ngaekkanisaolwaliro lye tuyite
kuŋŋaanine
balinda mukama
tokozesa
emmere
tokozesa
maanu
leeta
sente tukulinze ng'obuulire abamu ku baayingira mu gavumenti mu
Uganda
baafuuka babbi ng'ate balokola eddaala
mu by'obulokole bino ebiriwo
kubanga obwavu bwabalumira
ebbanga
olw'ebyenfuna ebyali ebifu baatuulanga omwo ne balinda ng'oli seba abana ku mulimu mbumpulidde eddoboozi lya mukama limba ku mulimu
sibo
n'ajja n'atuulaawo n'abeerawo ebbanga mukama mubuuzi oŋŋamba oleka omulimu naye pulaani eddako eri
etya kubanga
okimanyi wampa famiry n'abaana n'omukyala mbadde n'abantu
ab'okuyambanaye
boogenda kubakola otya kubanga tumanyi newankubadde nga katonda yakkiriza
ibulayimu
okugoba agali naye era yalina pulaani
ye
yamugamba nti mugobe kubanga nze ngenda omufuula eggwanga
ate
mugaggawaze era katonda n'alaga akabonero akasooka bwe yamala okubawa amazzi ag'okunywa bwe gaali gaweddewo nga n'omwana agenda
kufan'abawa
malayika agenda okubalabirira era malayika n'ayita agali ng'asinziira mu ggulu yesu yeebazibwa kaakati gwe mukatonda yakugobye ku
mulimutomanye
okoma ddi
wabula
mbu
yakugobyeko
bye byabalokola ebyasooka
eyo
gye baafutuka ne bafuuka
ng'omubbi
katwemaleyo wano mumubuulizi
omubuulizi essula ya 11 olunyiriri olw'omunaana naye ajjukirenga ennaku ez'ekizikiza kubanga ziba nnyingi byonna ebijja butaliimu
olidde ekiriwo takugamba kusanyuka naye teweerabire ennaku z'olimala mu bunnya
obutakomae
bw'osanyuka ne weerabira katonda abantu basanyuka ne
beerabira
kumbe yeerabidde nti ennaku zasanyuse wano
zentonoanaamala
okuva mu bunnya obutakomaouli mu kubikulwa
9
alibeereyo mu kizikiza ennaku si
ntono
n'okubonaabona okungi
nga
tusanyuka
kubanga
tukola pulaaninga ebyenfuna
byaffesaagala
opulaaninge ng'ogenda kusanyuka mbu mukama akugabiire osanyuka otuuke
n'okumwerabira
bizinesi bwe zinajjanga
zikuyitirirako obunga
tokyalina nabudde bukuŋaomanyi yabukadde 10
ekutukaate
waliyo ne
saavisi
kakati ŋŋende ku kiriwa waliwo n'endala enkya
n'enkya
ezimu bannange mulindeeko
leero
pulaani erimu okugenda okusoma
katonda
naye bwona ayagala okulowooza okusanyuka
obusanyusi
ng'olina ebyenfuna
ebirungi
olyoka osanyuka
obulungi
munnange osobola osanyuka ano naye ennaku z'omu kizikiza eri
sintonoba
waliyo abamaze emyaka ti 12
n'ezigwa
emitwalo 12 bali eyo bali mu
kubonaabo
naye nga ku nsolooza yamalako
mmekaayinza
okumala yamalako emyaka
19
oba 16 biyinza okuba ndowooza bwe
zityo
nga 26 ayinza okuba yamalako n'olwenda naye era tezisinga
ezokizikubanga
newoomala emyaka 9
ku
nsi
on the earth
mugeena n'omalayo emitwalo
120 there
enjawulo eba nene kubanga mulimu abagwa mugeena okuva ku mulembe gwa adamu nga tebaava nayo ne mukama
afuuyagendayo
ngane kati bakyaliyo.
And up to now they are still there.
Kati n'oba wasanyuka wano biba tebirina makulu.
Though you rejoice here, it's meaningless anymore.
Kati planning ebintu nga wadde nga financial system ogikolako.
Plan things though you work on your financial system.
Fuba okulaba nga teweerabira planning y'ebyokusoma Katonda.
You never forget planning of studying God.
N'ebyokumumanya.
And of knowing Him.
N'okussa mu nkola by'otegedde.
And to implement what you've understood.
N'okunoonya by'otategedde obitegedde.
And to seek what you've not understood that you may understand. That you can separate the evil from the right.
Mubulize sura ya 10:9.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9.
Sanyukiranga obuvubuka bwo gw'omulenzi.
Omulenzi tandikira ku pulani yo ng'okyali
muvubuka. Young man, begin on your plan while still young man.
Omanyi nnaku zino tulina ekizibu.
These days we have a problem.
Waliwo omusajja omu.
There is one man.
Bamugamba ng'avuga boda ng'alina emyaka 15.
They told him pray the boda when he was 15, 16 years.
Oba 2.
Or 20.
Ng'agaana.
He refused. This was still looking for jobs. Yet God prepared us to start from there. Now say problem. Today they are riding about a boat at 45 years. This younger age, you need to plan well.
Now, restore
thoughts to be a youth at least. Ask God of the younger thoughts. Ask Him of the faith of the youth. Tell Him, Lord, our reason.
Where
I was heading, I'm not understanding there. I'm among the people who have to get old and begin to complain over everything. You drive the car. You're causing dust on us. I have cast you children. You are casting dust over us. Where did you grow from? You
say
from the village, but okay. And you are casting people.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
We
don't want to be like that, for we want to be saved until we get out of the body.
And we
reach heaven when we're still born again.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
And
you're going to get older and you begin to be a person who is so tricky.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But I know there is a day today. You can become younger in your mind, though you're not young in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You put
back, make a plan to the Lord. God will make you through.
He
wants a holy family and a holy marriage and their laws and the right plan.
Mubulize sura ya 10:9.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 9.
Sanyukiranga obuvubuka bwo gw'omulenzi. Omutima gwo gusanyusenga mu nnaku ez'obuvubuka bwo. Otambulirenga mu makubo ag'omutima gwo ne mu kulaba kw'amaaso go.
Naye nga weegendereza wansi agenda kubuulira ekituufu.
As you look at things clear.
Umanye omuvubuka ayagalage kati bwawulidde ekyo n'agamba.
You know, younger boy, when they hear this, they say,
kyenda bakumaaso.
Maybe everything I see with my eyes.
Wendaba ayina ettutu.
When I see a person with breasts.
Wendaba ayina kali ennene oyo tugende.
The one with the big flat palm, I will go with them.
Nedda si byakugambye
ebyo. Don't what I told you.
Va ku maaso g'okunguludda ku maaso g'omwoyo.
So from the physical eyes, go to the spiritual eyes.
Olabire mu kigambo kya
Katonda. And see through the word of God.
Olyoke olaba obulungi.
Then you can see well.
Pozi n'okuwulira onaawulira bulungi.
Even to hear, you will hear well.
Ng'owulira omwoyo kyagambye kanisa.
Hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Si buli ky'olaba n'amaaso ag'omubiri.
Not everything you see with the physical eyes.
Wabula ky'olaba n'amaaso ag'omubiri.
Everything you see with the spiritual eyes. Agali
mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Which are within the word of God.
Pozi n'okutubye kuwulidde okuva eri omwoyo wa Katonda.
Maybe to do even what we've heard from the Spirit of the Lord.
Era nga bw'agamba mu kubikkulirwa.
Just as it says in Revelations.
Esula y'okunyolwa omusanvu.
Revelations 2:7.
Ayina okutwawulira omwoyo ky'agambye.
He who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Bw'onaalabisa ag'omubiri owedde.
If you see with your physical eyes, you're finished.
Omanyi mubuuliza ayogera ebintu nga biri buzibu.
Just speaks things which are deep. You say everything I see.
And agambe buli kyokola,
say everything you see.
Tudire mu.
Repeat it.
Mubulize sura ya 10:9. Sanyukiranga obuvubuka bwo gw'omulenzi. Omutima gwo usanyusenga mu nnaku ez'obuvubuka bwo. Otambulirenga mu makubo ag'omutima gwo ne mu kulaba kw'amaaso go. Naye tegeera nga Katonda alikusalira omusango gw'ebyo byonna.
think you see, if you use physical eyes, you're finished. God will judge you as you did in the body.
That's what
Jesus can say. You do as you see.
But
I don't do like that. And God tells you somewhere that have eyes upon your head, in the head. Praise Jesus. That you can use the and see with the eyes of the Holy Spirit. We speak of seven spirits of the Lord. Eyes of wisdom, understanding, the counsel, the power, the knowledge, fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. They are the eyes you have to see through, even to hear what comes from the Holy Spirit, the spirit what he says.
Kubanga agambi,
for you are saying,
ndisinga tewegendereza ngo olaba buli ky'olabye eky'amaaso gombi n'ogoberera.
Careful to follow whatever you see with the physical eyes.
Manyanga Katonda ali kusalira omusango mweyo byonna.
And God will judge you over all balls.
Era yategeeza nti buli muntu bagenda musalira okusinda ku byakola mu mubiri.
Everyone is to be judged according to what they did in the body.
Ketuva tukusindisa olabisa amaaso agombi.
That's why we push you see with the spiritual eyes.
Mubuulize essula ya 11 olunyi lwa 10.
Ecclesiastes 11 verse 10.
Kale jjangawo obuyinike ku mutima gwo, jjangawo obubi ku mubiri gwo, kubanga obutono obuvubuka butaliimu.
Okitegedde?
Have understood it?
Obeera weegamba omanyi nkyali muto.
Claim I'm still young.
Nja kukula.
I will mature.
Bwe nnaakula nga mbirekera.
When I'll mature, I'll stop the things.
Manyi wali wagamba sinabatuuka nakufumbiwa munna nkyali muvubuka namu bwe nnaakula nga ndekerawo okutambula
tambula
okugamba nti oli muto
n'okwegambagamba
omanyi nkyali muvubuka nnindeko okukola
okukola tovaayo
onaagenda okujjukira
ng'omugongo gutaka nkyali
muvubuka
tugira
tulindako.
I'm still young who tells you.
Say what you claim you're young and you...
People claim I'm still a young man.
You
can still survive in the world.
By the time you do it 10 years, you'll fall down.
Enter there. No, I'm doing it for 2 years after we go to another thing. But this you are there. Every time you're building, how many years?
Planning and thinking do kuzima. Neno kala kumara mu miaka.
Instead building, but after 3 years, do something else. Even though you're flying chapati, fly it and you fly it and it will dehydrate the whole of your body.
Planning or chiva mtoga manjari mufubuka.
Plan, do it and get out of it. Don't say you're still young. Praise Jesus. Plan what follows the years you're heading to. Every day you head to it has things it can do and what it can't do.
People
always say I'm still young. I must be with the mother. Chase yourself from your father's place and go start your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus
wants to go away with
the people.
How will you know how people live in a home and plan without parents?
Yourself,
I have gone to begin my life.
But you
still young, let me be here.
You
two girls, you can chase yourself and you go rent. See how the world appears.
But
don't enter in boys in there. Until you get a husband.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. The husband, we speak of someone responsible.
Get a man.
You know, men are not easy. Men, they are always moving to every woman. And if you go tell your mother or your aunt, don't tell them I've gotten a man. If they understand you, they say,
oh,
look for a husband.
Now again, look, tata.
You just father. You know, I got a woman. If I'm a father,
I
say, go back, get a wife.
omukyala ajja kukyala waave
ajja
mala emyezi ebiri emyaka esatu etaagende kigambo omukyala kitegeeza omuntu akyaddeko
ewoman it means someone in Uganda you visited in a place
omusajja
emuntu
agenda okusajjala
the man who is going to move to every woman
kati olinaofuna omuntu nga mwami
you must get someone who is a husband
omugye mu basajja omufuula omuki
and you take them from the omwami make them a husband
nimanyi oluganda nawo lwatubulako
no Uganda too is lacking so much
waganda da abantu byetusanga bitwogere
whatever we find we speak in Uganda
watu wagwamwe eliyusi
totally got weakened slacking so much
zemba det manyeze mukyarawo
me I thought I where your wife you came to visit
terogende
you go
yes, yes
praise Jesus
nayinga tubere ne plan yetu
let's have a right plan
bwoba oli muvubuka
if you're a young
you sit down chali muvubuka chali nemba
every time say you're young
Learning things
knowing you're heading to maturity.
Even when you think you are
young, stop those things. I'm 12 years.
By 12,
the mother left home and we remained. What she told me in the initial
years
was enough for me to say I've matured. And I began to plan how I will study.
Father,
if you still on the village, you do everything, it's you who knows. He told us one thing. There are two hells. There's one of earth and the of heaven. I asked you, where is the hell of earth?
Like
the sufferings of the earth. Now,
when
I went outside, I thought of them. I burnt charcoal.
When I burnt, I
have to burn the one of pillows. I need to dig for 90,000. I've come for mine, I've finished.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. And that my mother used to get me work where she is. But she would wonder how I would do that.
Caused
me to
think
even
if
you give me a hole, I don't think you can say, I change the side. Even if
I don't
cut with one hand, even this side can cut.
Both
hands could handle.
And
when I entered football, both legs could do it. I could stop with both legs.
I
don't want to waste time. And one day, my wife had Lunguja.
What
tested gave me 300,000 from one person. I went to business. And God was about to beat me even. Even I had a full shop of almost 3 million. And they
cut
electricity from us. Everything I touched was running quick in it. But there are things I learned through it.
Of planning,
but
speaking of God.
And what his word tells me. What he tied a rope in me and threw me back. and the speed is going up to pull him back.
Yes,
raise Jesus. What I want to tell you, those who say you're young, I stopped it at 12 years. I no more was young. And my physical father, he began to tell me of the major issues when I had 14 years. And my brothers teaches me everything. When he mistake, they did tell me. And I went to handle them over
there.
But that is the character God trains in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
were taught and you abandon them, restore them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Help you to quicken in Christ Jesus. From then I began to plan how to study.
Me
went to register in all my schools.
And
I've never been visited by my parents at my school. My friends I was with the school, when I gave them my mother's number, they insisted that I when I was in senior 6. But all those years, you're not studying, no one check whether you passed or not, it is you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But I would encourage myself, I have to be different as a person. And they never visit me. Even though you report a case, what parent is going to come? No one. I am the parent. You see, I've come. And who is the parent? I'm the one. Who registered me? And it is still registered myself. I choose me. I began to live like that. I didn't know that God was behind trying to teach me. I began to rent at 15 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I began to rent. For my school was a distance from where we lived.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
began to move life. I began to plan wild principles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And I had no much friends. They who I were with understood me. Why have I brought these words? Stop claiming you're young. For it's meaningless. Every time to speak, you're still young. I'm still waiting, yanting.
Business.
We shall do business. We shall do it.
I
still have strength.
And
I'm still young. For you can even get old tomorrow. When a car knocks your legs off, you get old. Even though I don't pray that word upon you, those are under the sun.
You can
fall and your hand no more can work. Maybe because they still be prayed for. God doesn't want you to put that upon him. He doesn't want to save someone who is always taking things for granted. Many times, when a person fails to understand in God, or in their family, they enter the world, it teaches them a lesson. Let's go Proverbs 23. Verse
23. Gulanga amazima soto gatundanga. Wewao, amagezi n'okuyigirizibwa n'okutegeera. Kitaawo
ulide bulungi bagambye.
You have heard how they say.
Amazima go ekiba kyetaaga gateeka mu sente.
If it means to put money in wisdom and truth. You know, wisdom is the Lord Jesus. And that is the wisdom and truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sente z'ogenda okaguza
ntono. The money you're going to buy with it is little. It is the time you commit in. We are here, God told us to come buy without what to buy with. But in another way, we have what to buy with.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Your time.
It's
time to go by God's wisdom. Don't pretend with other things.
Have a plan on
all things.
But don't
sell again.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
You can buy,
put in a little transport.
You
get a border taxi, come. Don't be in other things.
You come
here
early at 3.
Most of you come at
5.
Others about to reach at 6.
That's
the time you buy for yourself.
Bible says,
we buy seasonal times.
Think
as you're going to buy truth. As you're
going
to get truth.
The moment
you've left aside and the money you've put in. The things
you've
forsaken aside.
You
come to hear truth.
It's
the little money you've put in.
Proverbs 23:24. Kitaawe w'obutuukirivu anaasanyukanga nnyo, n'oyo azaala omwana ow'amagezi anaabanga n'essanyu. Kitaawo ne nnyoko basanyukenga, n'omukazi eyakuzaala ajaguzenga. Mwana wange, mpa omutima gwo, n'amaaso go gasanyukirenga amakubo gange. Kubanga omukazi omwenzi lukonko luwanvu, n'omukazi omugenyi bunnya bwa kanyigo. Weewaawo atega ng'omunyazi era ayaza abazaala enkwe mu bantu. Ani alaba obuyinike? Ani alaba ennaku? Ani alina ennyombo? Ani alina okwemulugunya? Ani alina ebiwundu eby'obuwereere? Ani amyusa amaaso? Abo abalwawo ku mwenge, abo abagenda okunoonya omwenge omutabule. Totunuuliranga mwenge nga gumyuse.
Eyo batugobyeyo.
They have chased us from there.
Omanyi waliwo kye bayita omubisi.
What we call
omubisi. Oba
it's a form of wine, juice.
Naye bw'otandika omutabika tabikamu.
When you mix it to ferment it,
otandika okuba ng'oyonoonye
kati. You begin to sin.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What would
you like to say?
Emikono jo jigolole.
You stretch your hands.
Kubanga obwavu bw'omuntu afunye emikono jo nabongo.
The poverty of a person who withdraws their hand.
Ojanga mubi.
It comes like a thief.
Bujja ne bukugwako omulundi gumu.
Ne bukalambira ke nnaku zonna. And it outlives upon you.
Manya abantu amu obwavu batandikiriza mpola mpola.
People poverty begins it upon them.
Nga roza agenda kako.
And they think they'll be rich.
Kumba hayafuwadde.
Yet they get poor.
Omuntu n'agendera ddala nga mwafu.
And they go poor forever.
Obadde okimanyi nti oyinza otandikiriza ng'olowooza ogenda aba mugagga nga wetuuziza
tuuzizza.
N'otandikiriza okuba omwafu mpola.
To be poor little.
Ne bukuzingirako ddala paka.
And it wraps until.
N'otaddamu wadde okuyimuka onawonako
n'olwo. Never stand any day again.
Ka tulabe engeri essuula ya 23.
Let's see Proverbs 23.
Verse 27. Addamu eby'ensonga anywegera emimwa.
If you have an answer every time,
and your
answers are reasonable, you reach a time and you say, Lord, really, all things I did them in the rightfulness. But they who never did that, they are always like that. They are in regrets. The one who did it right says, yes, I did it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Before you reach that, the Father speaks like this.
That
maybe the Lord Jesus. 21.
Ngere sule ya abiri mwenya, onyolo abiri morumu. Mwana wange, otianga mukama ne kabaka. Sote wetavula nganabo, abagala okujulula julula.
You've heard clear. The Spirit is telling us. Fear the Lord the Father. We know the King is the Lord Jesus. But don't mix yourself with people changing.
You make this
plan, they change it. For God, people see that when they are
seasoned
and is determined to do what they have planned.
When you enter the family,
when you sit and plan over something with your children,
don't
people who are changing every time.
In
Matthew 18:19,
when
two agree on earth, the Father is ready to do it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be a person always changing.
Woman,
you tell
your
husband, don't go from Wino again to go to Nakawa. Don't person. Every time you change program, you tell the husband, come back at 8, 2 in the night. You keep changing. Don't be a person changing. God hates they will change.
But
the angel is about to meet you here. You change your head elsewhere. And ahead, let me tell you, the person you never meet when you change. You left home. You tell the wife, I'm going to work in this place. After friends come tell you, let's go to the beach. You come from there when you're very sick.
And
you have nothing like protection. Don't be a person changing. People who change, God never wants them.
Plan
something, that is it. The spirit of someone, or speaking to people, people change so much. At the moment, they have reached there, and they have changed the program. And the women, the wives,
why shouldn't
the woman is the one who changes? Let's first go to Nakasero.
Look
how the husband finds you in a casero, you told you another place. That's what brings troubles in the home. You said you're going to buy specific things. When you reach there, they want to buy chicken. You come back with a nice shoe. I say healed shoe.
Now,
what is the way the chicken? The shoe would look nice to me, husband. You would have come back to say you had a shoe. Maybe when you
buy
chicken and you find a nice shoe or dress. You display this dress. You finally put it on these funny images.
And you admire
how it appears. Now another. And you waste time there. You are on the same
morning.
You want for
1,000.
You get them picking one by one. You take them. You don't decide.
All
the onion are onion.
I'm going to go on one
which is filled well. Don't waste time, friends. The thing he buys for 1 hour, the woman is 3 hours. And she promised,
they are not to come back now.
Except when they accept the spirit a little bit. That they walk in time.
Go to
buy bread and all bread. And
they have the same color,
but they begin to wear every bread they put aside. Every one. When you go to buy with them, you can come up with your quarrel.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We
were
led by God's Spirit. I pray God helps us to please get out of us. Be in time all the time. Everything do it in time. Plan things you do. Economically, you're taking yourself backwards. Every time you delay, you're corrupting and many other things. They can clothe and try 30 dresses and not decided what to clothe. Okay.
Are
you analyzing? One man said,
you
analyze so much the devil, you fall in his mouth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let me see the mouth.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Let's go down and we finish.
Engero esula ya biri mwenya olunye yola biri mwebiri.
Proverbs 24 verse 22.
Kubango buyinike bwabwe buli yimuka nga tebamanyiride.
Kakati gwachusa chuse ebintu
byobudde. Changing things
you
are. I expect you have to meet destruction.
Kakubengo oli musajja naye nga
oli man and you just
say we're mukuchusa chuse.
Every time you're changing yourself.
Wagambo jakutuka ngano sawa 10.
You reach here 10.
Kati ulimu sawa anga 10 na
10. Now you have reached 6.
What you said, you
yenga wachinama mukama. But you spoke it with the Lord.
Kumanyo wadde waseka wabakazi wachusa
chusa. Came lucky that women change so much.
Abasajja abachusa bona
wewe. Men change things.
Ate sewe maro ko chusa ebintu ngaba bogola
ho. And they bow.
And
they don't regret what they have done. Neither to repent.
But
I can't say sorry. It means a way I beg sorry. Be more harsh. A person
they
have to meet this person.
Business,
if it's a business and you change it.
Went to steal.
Tomato, and you see onions and others, you join them. If you have money for that, maybe when you came home saying, if I find this and this good, I will add it up. But you went to buy tomato. And you bought, and you buy others to stop what you brought you. When you get back, sorrow strikes you.
May have
got business for 3 days.
As a calling
friend, come quick, this one is here. And you change
the business.
You end up having not all of them. The first and the second, you no more have them. For in the middle, others who called you change.
Even
where you come from, they say, we can't trust this man.
I think
you see things of changing. That's why I don't just change. It's hard. At least I inquire about that. Changing is very dangerous. For heaven has already agreed upon what you're doing.
When
home in a family of such
friends,
or your brethren, change without sitting again. You've done a very big mistake.
Engero esula ya biri mwenya.
Proverbs 24:22.
Era ani amanyi okuzikirira kwabwe bombi.
Abantu abakyusa.
They people who change.
Si be bantu boyinza okuzikirira kuba beera kumpya.
Olwezi
otandikira oba amanyiro kyusa.
If you're used to changing.
Ne bwe kiba kiragiro kya Mukama
yagala kikyusa. If God is command you want to change it.
Okuzikirira kuba kukuli kumpya.
Destruction is close to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye nga tulwane.
Let's fight.
Tuleme okuba n'okukyusakyusa.
That we don't keep changing.
Ekigambo plan.
The word plan.
Kikolebwa nga Katonda wali awulira.
It's done when God is listening.
Era nga ayagala okulaba nga agoberera
plan.
He
wants to see following that plan.
Naye kyantise okuba nga ogenda kyusa plan ye ebyenfuna.
And depending when you plan and as you change.
Oba plan ye ebyokusanyuka oba ebyozadde.
Or your plan of giving back all of your.
We know you some birozo we kanga to tozie mukutura ne banno
oba ne munno in your thoughts without sitting with your spouse.
Ngero esure ya birimanya olunyiriryo lwa birimwe 3. Era na bino bigambo bya bagezigezi. Okusosola mu bantu bosale misango si kirungi. Agamba omubi nti gwe mutuukirivu. Abantu banamukolimiranga amawanga gana mutamwanga. Naye abo abamunenya be bali banessanyu n'omukisa omulungi guli batuukako. Addamu ebyensonga anywegera emimwa. Teekateeka ng'omulimu gwo ebweru.
Yesu mu bintu byonna bw'oba tonnayingira
family
kyandibadde kirungi n'oba ne program.
It would have been good to have a program.
Ekigambo kino Katonda akiŋŋamba.
This is what God told you to me.
Ng'olugendo lwakatandika olw'ekkumi.
Where the journey of heaven had just begun.
N'aŋŋamba.
He told me.
Weetaaga otegekera omulimu wabweru.
You need to prepare your work outside the
field. Omulimu gw'enjiri.
The work of the gospel.
Tonnaba kuyingira.
Before you enter the field.
Sooka oyambale enjiri mu bigere.
First clothe the gospel in the feet.
Weesibe amazima mu kiwato.
Hide the truth in the waist.
Teeka ekyomukifuba eky'obutuukirivu.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Kwata engabo y'okukkiriza.
Get the shield of faith.
Kwata ekitala.
Get the sword.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
That is the word of God.
Era yambala essapo y'obulokozi.
Clothe the helmet of salvation.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Then you
will be able to enter.
Mukisaawe oba mu nyumba
ey'okuweereza. Build off for how in the house of ministry.
Naye mu buli pulaani zonna ze tukola.
All plans you do.
Ebintu tubitekera bweru waabyo nga tunaba kubiyingira.
Prepare things outside them before we get into them.
Newankubadde.
Even though.
Katonda sisinkana muntu oyo gw'ogenda okubeera naye.
Made a spouse you're going to marry or get married.
Naye tisibeerako ne pulaani nti bwe mutuuka ali mu kikwataganya.
Have a plan that when you reach you can connect with them.
N'olaba engeri gy'erongoosebwamu.
And you see how it can be reconciled with them.
Oba gye tugibuuzaako Mukama.
Or we question about God about it.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Oyina okuba ne pulaani.
You must be having a plan. Outside the field. Marriage, you're going to enter in. How are you going to move by it? They who enter in marriage, they don't know even how it's moved. They have no plan. But they entered there. They did question.
When
I
reached,
I love my wife with all my heart. Now we're loving her. God will help me.
God
will connect me with her.
Sijja kuyombanga bitali mu.
I will not quarrel things which are not right.
Omanye byo ina bi planning ngo liwa bwe.
To plan when you're outside such things.
Buta bi planning ngo jatomera
yili mu. Plan that you'll not keep the marriage.
Ku veri nga wega menze sijja kumala kadamu mwami wange.
When you have determined I will not answer my husband back.
Nja kubanga zira mu rufanyi manga asirikide.
Respond when I am firm and I'm calm myself.
Ebyo jja kuba bikoledde plan
kuba bwe. Have planned things outside the field.
Tesu plan ebyenfuna bya fete bisobola kubeera nga tuli bapangu
kuwe waka. Our finances cannot stand when we are messed up. Wali bana
sani planning ebyo sani tuli tukirira.
Financials and even the job will never come to completion. Ebyo
bisinga bina tubitekera wabwe.
Most of the things we plan them outside.
Zewe nali nkyali wabweru.
When I was still outside.
Negambanga.
I told myself.
Onjagala nsinga no omuntu omugwe ngendo okuwasa.
I want to meet one person tomorrow.
Era na yebanga.
I'll be with that person all days.
Ikyo kisaba Mukama kibere.
Ask God that it stands strong.
Bomaro ki planning ano sa Mukama akoleje.
When you plan you ask God.
Akinyweze kubanga okufumintiza kwa omuntu kunji.
For many are the pleasures of mine. But God is the one who fulfills.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye mulimu abayingira mu butufu.
They who entered.
Nga kati obyegamba bwegambe.
Naye
bannaye kaneddeko nga nina omumwa.
Me try to fight, I have a mouth.
nange netide kubanga enje nenjokero omusajja nayabula n'okwekweka
spoken and the man was about to hide And it's shameful.
If you begin to
want to take it out, it's heavy.
The master
with pride to humble them if they have to first fall. But if you came from outside preparing those issues, I will speak things
to you.
I'll go in the room and look into issues. And never back things which are not right. You will come from outside
preparing those issues.
Heavy, for you begin to flow in them.
But please,
you're going to fight within the family to work on them there. They are not so easy.
That's
some of the things why we have struggled in the family of God.
They
first sent us laws to prepare us that we may enter marriage. But we failed on the laws. And it is said, no one got fulfilled and right in the
world.
But they were preparing us
to
lead us to be espoused to Christ. But we fail them. When we fail,
they
say, let all laws end in love.
Let's
enter marriage love. But we met a problem there. The laws we failed there, they have gotten hard here.
Jesus
was still proposing us through the laws.
And
the Spirit said,
man
said, all laws end in love. Let's go in the marriage, they will learn them from there.
We've
gotten a problem in that issue. And the Spirit said, I'm supposed to one
husband.
I brought you as virgin girls. Trouble before you're going to another man.
Found
ourselves having thousands of Christs. The marriage has gotten wild over us. He proposed to us, we never passed all his tests. When he passed through the laws, he said, okay, let's just go in the marriage like that. Let's end in love. Let's be there with them. That's why I tell you, don't steal. And I will convict them to commit adultery. And
the Spirit
said, I will help you. I
commit
the world of sin and righteousness.
That's
why you see we are in battles. All our forefathers, all
the
those even in our blood is not there. Now we entered, accept the Christ, entered marriage.
Now
in the marriage is why he tells us, don't steal. You know, marrying a woman who steals sauce? You find a man in the night,
what you do?
You serve food, and he's going slow in the saucepan. My husband, come.
Sorry.
You get satisfied.
You always tell me.
Not only come you get
that,
we can teach him in there. Now those things
that
upon us in this marriage with Christ,
we
took us moving to other things
separate.
We say, now come, do that again. Always ask. Now your brother is stolen. If you
are
satisfied, ask, I give you more.
If you begin
that goes even to the marital dining.
If you are
not satisfied and you begin to struggle yourself,
no, so much.
You go in, you move in the
separate places
and look to the neighbors.
No,
and you do well. Tell him, I'm not satisfied. You train it from outside before you enter there. Tell him I'm not satisfied.
Some things
never knew them. You have to learn them from there. They will never learn to help the husband. The man comes back with a thief and says, "Welcome back." They are looking at him.
And they see that it is so
bad. The children, they don't give them
a decision.
Now the man comes with the things they have brought. And they struggle to see where they put them. After they put them there. And he struggles where I'm going to sit. Let me go in the bedroom. But all that, they give us an example. Even in Christ we are like that. We came out not holding the laws and became teachers in marriage. Now we are stealing doing all things. And he calls us to advise us. We have bad character. We get angry. And we enter in love.
And he calls us,
please come and tell. Stop the things. Let us see.
Engero esula eyabiri mwenya. Olunyiri olabiri mwomusanvu.
Proverbs 24:27.
Teka teka ngomulimu go ebweru. Ogwetege kerenga munimiro. Oluvanyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo. Tolumirizanga munno awatali nsonga. So tolimbanga na mimwajo. Toyogeranga nti ndi mukola nga bwe yankoze nze.
Those are
in the families.
He
did it to me.
Me too,
I will do it to him. I'm going to prepare what for him or her. That woman, okay, let me wait for her. I told her, me
too,
I'm going to show her. Even the woman says, me too, I'll do it.
When you reach,
I'll beat you back. And the slappings begin to happen. And the cheeks begin to pop.
They
wake up in the morning,
what's
wrong? They jerry burnt me. Yet they were slaps.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ingero sura ya bimenya olunyiriri olunyiriri olabiri mu mwenda.
Proverbs 24:29.
Toyogeranga nti ndi mukolanga bwe yankoze nze. Ndisasula omusajja oyo ng'omulimu gwe we gubadde.
Ata abakazi n'ebintu bino.
Women with these things. I told him, by the way, wait for him in the marriage. He's going to ask me to give him something else. I will give him paper. But now, friend, let's get saved.
Let's
start the family planning financial of the finances.
Align our
character. If they don't settle things proper so much, our joy finishes.
Ngere sule ya vidi mo mwenda olunyiriri olwa sato.
Proverbs 24:30.
Naita kunimire yomugayavu. N'olusuku lw'emizabibu lw'oyo atalina kutegeera. Kale laba amagwa nga galubunye lwonna. Omwennyango nga gubisse ku lw'okungulu. N'olukomera lwalwo olw'amayinja nga lusuuliddwa. Awo ne ntunula ne ndowooza nnyo. Nalaba ne mpebwa okuyigirizibwa. Wachaliyo okwebaka okutono.
Okwebaka kutusi.
Sleeping is too much.
Saja yebaka nyoyo.
The man sleeps so much.
Niro wachi msaja kwetu gena kono ukura.
Why don't you go and work, you man?
Yedi mori.
He's sleeping.
Very good. Kachaya aliwa.
Where is tea?
We give you to
where you live. Don't answer me like that. Where is he? Yet they have been slumbering and snoring. The house is finishing. This work even in church. Pastors slept a long time. Therefore, in that church, did everything he wants. But you too,
you are
a man who sleeps. Leave me, I sleep.
Poverty
is entering more. At least they get move for work in the village.
There
are seasons God stop me from working. I remain moving, telling him, accept me only 2 hours. When I hear a voice, I accept
him.
I'll look for where to build. You refuse me for years. But may I ask for hours?
Lord,
give me only 4 days.
I work
for money.
Can
take us 2 weeks. Or if you brought perhaps, bring me. Sometimes
you
brought people and they could serve for us. And we're not forcing them to ask them no. Ask the sin
not to Wagamba, Tako, no,
the one who never works will never eat. Nangamba, Iran said, and Nagamba told me it's me who said,
that
a man never lives with food.
But every
word from me. Okay, give me your word.
Auntie Elijah,
Elijah was. They are going to bring? Yes. I will not go home until they have brought them. Let me
see.
I will not explain this to my wife and the children. God reasoned with him. He calls us to reason with him.
When
don't work, we bring scriptures. You say, Lord, you
that
say, one never works, will never eat.
That
is what I say. But I also say, man never
lives
with the Lord. Every word from my mouth, give me a word, okay? Elijah was
fed
by ravens. Lord,
are
they going to serve and feed us? They are there.
But
people whom
we
can't tell them this.
Yes,
I believe
it.
But at 6, I am seated in the fields there.
I'm preaching some people.
You don't just tell me that leave this work.
He didn't
think he trained me himself.
Sometimes
he didn't see whether I've learned things. And the priest don't know what.
That's
why he bring what he told me.
He
never was to
net.
He too he brings.
And the man
never
lives
with prayer.
Every
word from my mouth. I tell him, I want your word now. You send it word.
Angels
fulfill the word. And they hear your voice. Elijah ravens gave him food. Are they there, my ravens? What time? Don't worry, I told you they are there.
The
person believes that they are given righteousness. Believe my word. And I get strong. I see that I don't hear a voice. No.
Even
when I hear without the word of God, we have to argue with the voice.
And God,
you told
you
the
council
of the Lord, and they analyze the words, and they understand them. I want to analyze it.
The
devil passed through and say, sit there.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Olyoka obonebone n'obulokole.
And he will suffer in salvation.
Engero esula eyabiri mwenya olunyiriri olunyiriri olwasatu mwesatu.
Proverbs 24 verse 33.
Wakyaliwo okwebaka okutono, okubongoota okutono, okufunya engalo n'okwebaka okutono. Bwe kityo obwavu bwo bulituuka ng'omunyazi.
Obwavu buyinza okukulumba. Ate kangubulire.
Let me tell you.
Obwavu bwe bujja ng'omubbi.
When poverty comes like a thief.
Oba ogudde ku kizibu.
You fall on a problem.
Kuba ne bw'oyingiza kikumi tekibamala. Ne bw'oyingiza
mmeka
tezibeeramu.
It never stays.
Buli kimu babubbi. Anti ebizibu bibeerawo bingi nga ye mubbi gw'oliraanyiganye. Manya abantu munnange nga baavu ate nga tebalina Katonda obanga tebali mu kigezo kya
Katonda.
Basiŋŋaana ebizibu bingi.
Bw'obeera
mu kigezo kya Katonda ebibonere bino endwadde biki biki tebibeeramu. Naye bw'olitegeera nti waliwo gwe weegayaaliridde tewakola pulaani kwe kubanga gwe mwavu gwe alwaza abaana balwadde.
You have big hope and you are feeling just pain.
And you wish to go,
even the one to give you money will say, you're smelling.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know the
concept.
Thank you for his revealed us. Poverty doesn't strike us like a thief.
It
everything and penetrates in and breaks everything.
You are sick.
You are poor. Your sick children are sick. You become poor in your character. Everything you're poor. All of us that you get rich yourselves. When your character you become
poor,
you a tricky person.
It
comes like a thief and breaks out everything. Wisdom is broken. All the friends, all of them you hate them.
Then they call
my poor friends and be with them. Everything you get a problem with it.
Others
say the gospel changed it. Maybe it's in take it.
No,
it's in planning finances not to take it.
See many
people suffering these things.
And
find a phone again. Poverty came upon them like a thief. Everything they are having.
The
house alone is
beyond them.
Every time they do that, they are like that.
Cloth.
And they keep them.
They
have those things of ignoring.
Even
when the shoe gives them and they we are poor, we don't clothe new things. We don't put on new things. Give me my old shoes, woman.
Omukuliranga mukyala afumeti empya n'agamba mumpeyo ebituli.
And he said, give me my old one.
Peti yange eri eyulike eno.
Give me my old one. Give me that one.
Baka nkubulire ye babanga obwavu bwa mugiranga mu
bova the came like a thief.
Ne bumenya amenya ennyingo zonna z'omubiri gwe na bikantu konna. Ne mberazi. Ne bikolwa bye.
Even their actions. You buy them two tomatoes and you cook it seven times, cutting little. We shall begin.